This is Dr. Linda Lechman with Healing for Life. Smoking is not just a hazard to the smoker. Secondhand smoke is dangerous for others, particularly newborns, who can't remove themselves from a smoking area. Parents need to know the effects that smoke has on babies and be vigilant to protect them. Intermountain Moms, an online community hosted by Intermountain Healthcare for mothers to discuss and learn about pregnancy and children, posted an article online about smoking in newborns. According to Katrina Jensen, RN, over 4,000 chemicals exist in secondhand smoke, and over 50 are known to cause cancer. Newborns can experience numerous problems in their growing lungs. Babies can cough and wheeze and have a harder time recovering from colds, including developing more dangerous illnesses such as bronchitis and pneumonia. Ear infections and tooth decay are more prevalent. A life-threatening risk of secondhand smoke in newborns is SIDS, or sudden infant death syndrome, where infants under a year old die unexpectedly. Smoking during and or after the baby is born increases these risks. For more information about secondhand smoke in newborns or other parenting questions, visit intermountainmoms.com. I'm Dr. Linda Lechman with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.